You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
By using no-code tools, you can make the apps you love or the applications your business needs. Either way, it's simple and it's a seismic shift in the industry. So learn what's possible and how you can become a citizen developer when we talk to Quixie, a no-code company on a mission to empower people like you. All this and more in episode number 442.
Cracking the code on how you can drive business results and customer connection. Equipping you to acquire, engage, and retain customers, inspiring lasting loyalty across mobile, web, apps, and more. Welcome to Mobile Presence. Hosted by analyst, author, and top 30 mobile marketing influencer, Peggy Ann Saul.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, your destination for everything mobile. I'm your host as always, Peggy Ann Saltz, mobile analyst, tech consultant, senior Forbes writer, and founder of Mobile Groove. Now here at Mobile Presence, we have been talking about apps since there were apps. I'm really pleased with that because that means we were on the cutting edge with this show, and we continue to be, because if you haven't been watching a certain development, we're going to flag it for you. It's the power of low code and no code. We're going to talk about that because that's the democratization of development, and not just for companies, but also for us citizens. It's about the freedom and flexibility to create or improve apps at the moment of inspiration or at the moment an app is needed. It unleashes creativity. It unlocks value. It allows brands, marketers, entrepreneurs to be more agile. And it also boosts time to market, speeds reaction, customer centricity. In fact, you could say it's a way to unleash the next wave of innovation. I'm very excited about that because that is what's happening right now. And we're going to talk to one of the companies that's making it possible for millions of developers to become billions of developers. Gautam Nimagata, founder and CEO at Quixie. Great to have you, first of all, here on Mobile Presence.
Thank you, Peggy. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
And I started by saying it's going to be millions to billions. It's exciting, and you're doing your part. Tell me a little bit, first of all, about Quixie and what you are doing to make the revolution possible.
So Quixie was born out of the frustration that we used to have, where we worked very, very hard to make the customer happy. But at the end of the project, as developers and as a software execution team, we would not be able to delight the customer. At best, we would have a satisfied customer. Now that caused a concern because it was not, at the end of the day, we were not getting the satisfaction that we wanted in our jobs. And we understood that the reason for that is the domain and the understanding of the problem is better with the customer, whereas the development skills are with us. And that's, we cannot learn all the domains possible as software engineers, but we can, if we can provide a solution for people who understand the domains, who understand the problems better, if they are able to solve their own problems, then we will be able to scale digitally, and we will be able to create that customer delight we've been wanting to do. So as Quixi, you know, that's how Quixi got, you know, its initial roots. We founded and focused on allowing citizen developers to build business applications by themselves, and not just build some simple workflows, but actually build complex enterprise-grade applications without writing a single line of code.
So I can do that. Anyone can do that. That's the whole idea of no code. You don't write code, but you can build applications. What's the most interesting application that you've built?
So I think there are plenty, but if I have to choose one, so there is a seaport who has completely digitized their container operations using Quixi's solution. Whether it is import, export, or transshipment containers, that's what they call them. So stuffing of export goods into a container, allocating them, doing a whole lot of transactions, then integrating it with their ERP so that they can charge their customers. And once the collection is received on the ERP sends back the message for a clearance, only then the gate allows that container to move outside. So it's in a nutshell, you know, that's what it does, and it's a fairly complicated solution, and they've built it in a record time with like three people in 2 to 3 months. And it's since then it's processed hundreds of thousands of containers.
So 2 to 3 people, 2 to 3 months. What would it normally be? It would probably be, I would imagine, years.
Yeah, at least a year. And a size of at least 20 people. And it would go through a whole lot of iterations too, with a lot of frustration, a lot of energy lost.
Speaking of energy, what's the energy behind what you're doing? Because you founded this company and you must have had something in mind about the, not just the business value of no code, but the society value of saying there are smart people who have good ideas, but don't program and don't know code, and you can make that possible. You're one of a large number of companies out there. That's why it was Amit Zavery, I believe, at Google who called it the low-code revolution. I mean, we are in something big. Where did your inspiration come from? Was it because you perhaps also started out unable to code? Was that the idea?
I come from a tech background, so I was a software engineer myself.
Okay.
But I stopped coding 10 years back. Although, you know, there were two points of inspiration for me. When I used to live in US, and then I moved back to India in 2011. And the digital penetration difference between what I saw in US and what I saw in India was humongous. So one of the things that I clearly noticed was the cost or the ability to build software was stopping the digital pervasiveness in India and in many other parts of the world as well. But it was very noticeable when I came back. The other point of inspiration was, like I said, you know, customer delight. We used to put our heart and soul into it, our blood and sweat into our work. And we would go back to the customer and say, hey, you gave us these requirements. We built these awesome solutions that we thought was awesome. And then the customer would say, nope, this is not what I wanted. You know, I wanted A, B, C, D, E. You did not understand it correctly. And you know, the vicious cycle starts. So those were two points of inspiration. We decided that, you know, we have to come up with a great solution for this, where now just 0.5% of the world's population have the ability to build solutions. We want to, you know, bring it as much as high as possible, hopefully in the 5 to 10% region, so that more participation will allow for much higher quality and much lower costs.
And speaking of participation, how do I engage with Quixi? Can I be a citizen developer and just sort of use the tools, or do I need, or is it better suited to, you know, small, medium enterprises that just want to create applications very quickly? Because of course, this is a time when everything is accelerated and all businesses, not just people, because I've been looking also at people using low code and no code to build, for example, mobile games, which is kind of interesting as well. So there's a lot you can do with this. It's not just all about enterprise applications, but who's the best audience for this?
So for Quixie, we are focused on business applications, which would mean that especially mid-size and enterprises, so that they can build these complex solutions without having to write code. However, you know, like you said, over the last couple of years, the no-code buzz has caught on many other aspects, not just business applications, but building any kind of digital solutions for different kinds of audiences.
What about, I mentioned all the different types of projects, and you told me about the most interesting one. What's the next one sort of on the horizon for you? What's the one you're excited about maybe tackling because it's just perhaps something that hasn't been done or not very often or challenging, something that gets you up in the morning?
So for us, enabling even people with minimal digital literacy to participate in be part of the digital ecosystem is something that drives us every day. Part of that is, you know, there is the building experience. How do you build solutions easily, faster? But then there is also the users who actually want, who can be made part of the digital ecosystem. And there are various kinds of users who probably are not as savvy as, you know, the rest of the crowd. One example would be we are working with a customer to engage about 20,000 of their workforce to participate speak with their HR more frequently, and speak not literally, but communicate with their HR. So we've come up with a solution where they can engage through a chat option like chat, like WhatsApp. Now they do not have to go to any mobile app. They don't have to, you know, fill in any forms just to convey their grievance, or they want a payslip, or we are talking about users who are not savvy. So this is something that's, you know, at this current moment is something that I'm excited about, and we will be rolling out this capability soon, where 20,000 people will now have the freedom to talk to their HR and have their problems solved by simply typing in their problems in WhatsApp.
Excellent. That's what I meant, that unleashing of innovation and all of the other things that are possible here. And of course, you love building things, and we're going to talk about that as well. But for the moment, we do have to go to break, Gautam. But when I come back, I think I'd like to be talking about how you are a maker, how you're making it possible for others to be makers, and also what's going on around the world, because you're working with startups in the US, Middle East, Africa, India, around the globe. Lots of reasons to come back, listeners, so don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
Mobile Presence, sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform, will be back after this message. Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company. Distribution to almost every podcast portal. An embeddable player for your website. An ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.FM show hosts. And much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WMR.FM. Here's your host, Peggy Ann Sauls.
And we're back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, as always, Peggy Ann Sauls. We have Gautam Nimagada. And Gautam, before we were going to the break, we were talking about how you are a maker. I'd like to know what makes you a maker. You've always been in software. You're an engineer. You lived in the States, went back to India, but love building things. That's something that is, not everybody likes the challenge and not everyone can take it head on. What is the inspiration here?
So it's been there from childhood. It's something natural that's been with me. I've always wanted to build things, whether software or not.
So maybe also build Lego in your childhood as well, or something like that.
Yes. And many more things, right? So Lego would come in a kit, but I would also break up things and, you know, try to stitch up something else, make something new out of various parts, right? So that's something that's been there from childhood, and it's I cannot explain why it's been there, but it's just been there. And it's what I get out of it is the satisfaction when something new is created, and especially when somebody is using the product, if I may say that, and the value that they get out of it, it probably makes me more happy than the actual person who's using it. So that's the satisfaction that I get in building, and I've been a tinkerer all the way, so it's been quite natural.
I mean, it's an amazing movement right now, and probably also accelerated by global events, pandemic, and others, that people are saying, you know, we need an app to do this. We need some sort of workaround. Even when you're working from home, you're thinking, you know, gee, if this could go from this sheet into that place, and Microsoft got onto that. You know, that's why we have Power Automate, and all companies are getting excited about this. You're on a mission to create, as you've stated, a million citizen developers. What are you doing to make that happen?
So, and you know, just to give some context to that, we are a no-code platform, and we've taken that path very, very consciously. The whole point is not just to empower developers who already know how to code, make their lives easier, but in fact, bring in a whole lot of other people who do not necessarily know how to code, but still be able to build solutions. Mm-hmm. And that's been a central theme at Quixie, and whatever we build is built around that. Pardon me. So the solution that we've come up with is to be able to provide a very easy and abstracting all the complexities, a very easy to use interface for users to be able to drag and drop and pick and select and be able to build solutions. The challenge we faced and the tough problem that we've been solving is to be able to build complex solutions with the mm-hmm. same method. So that's the sweet spot, we've been hitting, and that's what is our customers are seeing value in. And we believe that if we are able to solve these complex problems, that's where there will be more and more participation. Instead of it being limited to a niche, there will be much more widespread adoption. And we want business experts, domain experts to participate. They become drivers of software projects instead of being behind the scenes. So mm-hmm. that is what we are targeting for. And I'm pretty sure a million citizen developers is just a small number. I'm pretty sure it will mm-hmm. be much, much bigger.
Yeah, people are saying millions to billions, and that's what we need. And you're also talking about involving some other stakeholders, and that's very interesting because it's the people who work firsthand with whatever they're doing, who know the way it should work, the way it should flow, what makes it easier. And I've also been talking to people in the low code space, no code as well, who say this is great because marketers, for example, they understand how things need to be marketed, but often product is doing something else in the app and they're saying, no, you know, our data is showing that, you know, this onboarding process, they're dropping off here, we need to fix it. And there's no real way for a marketer to input. I was wondering if you have also been in any way, shape or form enabling, empowering marketers to bring their subject matter expertise back into the flow so that it's not just that the engineers are deciding what the product needs to be, the marketers can say what the people want.
Absolutely. Not just marketers, but mm-hmm. anybody, you know, it could be operational heads, HR, it could be finance teams. So they have a whole bunch of ideas and they know with the changing dynamics of the world, especially over the last year and a half, how they need to adapt to different kinds of things, which, you know, things have been changing every month. Now, if this job was outsourced to a IT expert to build a solution for them, it's going to take one, the IT expert to be able to one understand the problem and then digest it, assimilate, and then go through multiple iterations. The whole process of building, even by the IT expert, takes more time. And then there is also this understanding of the problem, which is the bigger problem. So making the business users sit in the driver's seat and actually drive digital projects is one thing that will make digital penetration in the world reach its potential, which it's been lagging for a long time now. And I think we've hit the right curve over the last 2 years. It will happen. We will reach a situation where it will actually reach its potential.
And speaking of potential, I was doing some digging around Gartner, Forrester, others. I mean, the market for these tools, it says low code, so low code, no code, probably putting them together is even higher. It's on track to more than triple, to hit $45.5 billion in 2025. So the potential is huge. And we've seen a lot of merger and acquisition out there. We've seen what happened, for example, to Slack being snapped up. So there is a movement out there. Now, if the VP of Google was correct when he said, you know, 2020 was the year, what is 2021? What is 2021 for you? What is that shaping up to be? And what will that be for no code?
2021, I think no code has more or less become a mainstream topic, where now more and more organizations actually know what no code is. Now they are in the process of understanding, assimilating, and then some of them experimenting. Now this will only get better as we go through this decade. So you've quoted a number from 2025. So I believe that by end of this decade, about 90% of the apps that are built in this world will be built using no code, low code tools.
And that would dovetail with what I'm also reading. There was a report, I believe it was from Gartner, but often quoted by Microsoft as well, that we're going to need 200 million, is that correct? 250 million apps?
500 million apps.
500 million apps, there you go. You know it too. It's a buzzword. It's one that really makes you think you're going to need 500 million apps. Yes, we have a huge need, and therefore it helps to empower people to be able to participate. Were you looking at that when you were building this company? And what is next for Quixie?
Yes, so I think that difference in supply and demand. So there is a demand for 500 million apps, but with the current capacity of software developers that we have, the world can only deliver 50 million apps. So it's a huge delta of 90%, and that's something that tools, no code and low code platforms like Quixie are trying to fill in. And this market is just essentially in India, there is a ancient flight called Pushpak Viman, the uniqueness of that flight was that no matter the number of people that would board onto it, it always used to have space for one extra person.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing that corollary back to our topic, the market size of low code and no code platforms is like that. So no matter how, you know, we try to put a number to it, it will only get bigger because the digital adoption is a continuous increasing trend across the world. And the market share of low code, no code tools in the digital adoption is in a hockey stick growth now, and it will continue to happen for the next one decade. And as Quixi, we are participating in that growth, and we've got some great initial set of customers. We've got our wonderful reviews that we get from our customers, which is what drives us. And we see potential to be play a significant role in this no-code revolution.
Excellent. And it is going to be bigger. I mean, I'm reading more about it, seeing more about it. We will be following it here as well. If our listeners, if our audience wants to catch up with you, what would be the best way? What's the best way to connect?
I'm there on LinkedIn, Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those are the two best places for people to connect with me.
Perfect, Gautam. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. Very inspiring. And you are a maker indeed. You're continuing to make, but also make a difference. It's been a pleasure to have you here on Mobile Presence.
The pleasure is mine, Peggy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And of course, listeners, if you want to keep up with me throughout the week or find out more about how you can be a guest or sponsor on Mobile Presence, and you can email me, peggy@movablegroove.com is where you'll also find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. You can also check out this and all earlier episodes of our show, as you should, by going to wmr.fm, or you can find our shows on Amazon, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. Keep well, stay safe, and we'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.